Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Right now on Fox 50, we're following breaking news. New information about a home invasion in the community in Cumberland County of Wade. We'll update that information here in the WRAL Live Center.
And we have breaking news this morning. A woman is in the hospital after a shooting overnight in Raleigh. What we have learned about the two scenes police are investigating.
And a lot of thunderstorms this morning along the coast. We'll have a better chance here later this afternoon. I'll show you who will be most affected. Durham is still dealing with storm damage and schools here are closed for the second straight day. I'll show you how many people are still without power.
Yeah, day two of that. We've reached Thursday. That happened on Tuesday night. Folks are still struggling there. We'll get to that story in just a moment. At 8 o'clock right now, I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. A beautiful sunrise behind us this morning. It's going to be warm, hot again today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner showing us who's seeing a couple sprinkles right now, Elizabeth.
And we are seeing a little bit of that. We had some isolated showers earlier this morning. The bulk of that is now closer to the coast. But this afternoon, we'll see more of that developing, especially as we get closer to lunchtime. Watch what happens here at noon. We see a couple of showers bubbling up from, say, Fayetteville to Raleigh to Durham, but a better chance of some storms from, say, Clinton all the way up the I-95 corridor. That's going to be where we'll have the best chance of storms today. Some of those will produce some heavy rain, but it's not likely that we'll see severe storms. For Raleigh westward, these counties less likely to see any rain today. So that means it should be a pretty good evening for baseball as the Durham Bulls have a homestand. An isolated shower is possible there, but I wouldn't expect to see anything that would stop the game. We have a live look at Pinehurst. Cloudy skies there. It's keeping our temperatures cooler at least for a little while. 77 is our current temperature with a dew point of 73. So it is on the warm and sticky side to start with this morning. 76 Fayetteville, 76 Rocky Mount, still 66 in Roxborough. Hour by hour, we climb into the mid 80s at lunchtime. And we'll see a high of 90 this afternoon, which is fairly close to normal. Now, today's going to feel pretty humid, but tomorrow we begin to see a change. I'll show you how many days feel more comfortable coming up, Brian.
It is 8:02 right now, and we're still watching some delays on the south side of Raleigh. A report of a crash in the past half hour or so on Tryon Road, right around Trailwood Drive. That's not too far from the Gorman Street intersection. Picking up some very heavy delays on the sensors on that westbound side of Tryon Road, heading away from Lake Wheeler back toward Gorman Street. Allow plenty of time to get through that area. Apparently, that is a crash with injuries. Once you get to Gorman Street, traffic's flowing freely on into Cary. Around the rest of Raleigh, we've been watching delays in both directions of 440 this morning. Earlier, we had a report of a vehicle fire right around the Hillsborough Street interchange. Then a report of a minor crash out there on 440 westbound around Wade Avenue. Not seeing the kind of delays we were tracking earlier on the Beltline, but I am watching some heavy delays building in both directions of Wade Avenue approaching that 440 interchange, especially on that inbound side coming in from I-40 past the arena back toward the Beltline. Allow a few extra minutes through there to make that trip out of the Cary area and into Raleigh. Other major approaches into Raleigh are looking all right. We are picking up some heavy delays on southbound Capitol Boulevard coming in from Wake Forest this morning. With those delays at the intersections we typically see this time of day. In Durham, not seeing big problems on major routes right now, but of course, many parts of Durham still are without electricity and signals are malfunctioning, especially on the northeast side of Durham. Along that I-85 corridor up 501 toward Ladder Road, give yourself a few extra minutes to get through some of those intersections because the signals likely are malfunctioning in many spots. Also, just want to update you about that crash on the northern side of Lee County, US 1 northbound right around Deep River Road. Looks like they've made a lot of progress getting that cleared, a little bit of a backup, but not seeing significant delays.
And we continue to follow breaking news here at the WRAL Live Center. A home invasion in the Cumberland County community of Wade. This is brand new video into our newsroom of that scene. This reportedly happened in the 4000 block of Church Street there in Wade. This breaking and entering. When deputies arrived on the scene around 4:30 this morning, they found 25-year-old Ahmad Smith in the front yard with a gunshot wound to the leg. He was transported to the hospital for treatment. They also located a juvenile who was part of this scene. He was trying to run from the scene. Deputies were able to capture him. He is in custody as well. Now, based on the preliminary investigation, deputies say a neighbor saw what was happening and confronted Smith as he and that juvenile were leaving that house, and that neighbor shot Smith. Of course, this is an ongoing investigation and a developing story. We'll keep you updated here in the WRAL Live Center on WRAL.com and the WRAL News app.
Thanks, Ken. There are thousands of people in Durham still without power right now after the storms hit that area Tuesday afternoon. Right now, 10,000 is the number of people in the dark with those homes and businesses down. Duke Energy says it hopes to have all the power restored by 6 o'clock tonight. Durham Public Schools, the ones that are on the year-round calendar, are closed again today because of the outages. WRL's Monica Casey joins us now from Durham. It's been a long couple of days without power, especially with the timing, Monica. It's been just so hot there without AC.
It has been. We've been speaking with residents who are pretty tired, a little frustrated, but they say this looks much better than it did yesterday. The damage at this intersection is extensive with power lines on the ground. This tree took out so much in this area. Stoplights are shattered on the ground as well. Not having power is a struggle right now for many reasons. A hot house without AC, food spoiling in the refrigerator, no Wi-Fi to get work done from home. It's also been a particular struggle for families trying to keep kids occupied.
Well, we go out to the playgrounds, to the museum, to the Life and Science Museum, or like the library and stuff. It's just been a little bit harder with all the traffic lights out and stuff. It's a little scary because people don't know, I feel like, when to stop or when to go.
Jeff Brooks with Duke Energy tells me in this storm, a lot of damage has been localized to neighborhoods and side streets on lines that may not have self-healing technology. He says one tree on a line and a broken pole may only be impacting 40 houses, but it takes multiple crews to remove the tree, get a new line, and stand up a power pole. Now, law enforcement wants to remind you, if you come across an intersection like this one, this is drastic, obviously, with the stoplights down on the ground, but there are plenty of traffic signals that are simply out but still standing. These should be treated as four-way stops if you drive up to one of these. Monica Casey, WRAL News in Durham.
And we're following some breaking news this morning. A woman is in the hospital with serious injuries after an overnight shooting in Raleigh. It all happened in a neighborhood on Neely Street. Police say this car that you see on your screen was found near the Newbern Avenue and Raleigh Boulevard intersection. Police tell us that the car is connected to the shooting. We are just not sure how. Let's take you to video now of that scene on Neely Street. We only know that one woman was shot. No word yet from police on whether there were any other victims. This is an ongoing investigation. We'll keep you updated as soon as we learn more. And breaking news in Raleigh, fire crews were able to quickly handle a fire at a warehouse that caused an explosion overnight. It happened at Saia Freight on Precision Drive around 12:45 this morning. Workers at the scene told us that a propane-powered forklift caught fire. After they evacuated, it exploded and fire came out through the roof. Luckily, nobody was hurt.
This morning, leaders at RDU International Airport will be discussing a plan to add more parking out there. It's part of the Park Economy 3 expansion project. It would add 7,000 new parking spaces to Economy 3 parking, which right now is just shy of 4,000 spaces. The lot offers lower rates and a bus shuttle to both terminals 1 and 2.
President Biden and the First Lady are expected to visit the island of Maui on Monday to get a look at all the damage and meet those affected by the recent wildfires there. At least 111 people have been killed by the raging fires. Responders have cleared roughly 40% of the burn area, combing through the ashes of homes, businesses, and historic landmarks. Governor Josh Green says it's unclear exactly how many people are still unaccounted for, but it's likely close to 1,000.
Happening today, thousands of new students will be arriving at NC State. It is move-in for the fall semester. It gets started today. The school is making new mental health resources available to students after 7 suicides in the last school year. The school now has 50 counselors with at least one in each of its 11 different colleges. It's also offering telehealth, a peer support platform, and additional case managers to connect students with the services they need.
NC State is leading efforts here in thinking out of the box, having additional, not only just counseling resources, but a wide variety of different types of resources so we're not just a one-size-fits-all model.
So it's move-in today, and classes for the fall semester start Monday.
And in Fayetteville, today marks the first day of classes for thousands of college students there. Fayetteville State University kicks off its new semester. FSU welcomed its 2027 class for move-in day last Saturday. Well, this morning, another story of heroism on Maui after those devastating wildfires.
By the time I got done with all this, I looked like I had worked in a coal mine.
Up next, we'll hear from a boat captain who risked her life to save two children who fled to the ocean for safety.
And it's hot outside. That's not stopping youth athletes from getting into their practices. And coming up, we'll tell you about an event happening today that is designed to help them avoid health risks while on the field.
And taking a look at today, a high of 90, but we do have the potential for a few isolated thunderstorms. Shouldn't be anything that would be severe. And then in a couple of days, we should see a nice little drop in humidity. I'll show you how to plan your weekend around it coming up.
Welcome back on your Thursday morning. You're looking live over North Hills. A couple clouds in the sky there. You're watching WREL News, available on Spectrum and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. We got to talk weather again here. Elizabeth Gardner tracking some storms just off to our coast. We're not seeing anything here locally, Elizabeth.
We are not. We had a couple of isolated showers this morning in our northeastern counties and even one down to the south. But what's happening right now is mostly along the coast, and even that is beginning to fizzle just a little bit. We get into the afternoon. We add some heat to the atmosphere with that sunshine heating things up in the afternoon, and we're going to have a better chance for severe storms. Excuse me, for thunderstorms. We're not likely to have any severe storms today. We take a look at our viewing area right now, and all is quiet. We do have some cloud cover out there this morning, and we'll arrive at lunchtime with a couple of isolated showers that pop up. As we get into the afternoon, we'll have a better chance of some pockets of heavy rain and maybe some blustery winds, but nothing that should reach severe criteria. As we get into the evening, all of that slides eastward, begins to fizzle. But even around the time of the evening commute, there's 5 o'clock, could be an isolated shower. But at that point, it looks like most of this is beginning to fizzle a bit. We take a look at what's happening right now. A good bit of sunshine there in Fayetteville at our Fayetteville newsroom, but some cloud cover in Chapel Hill from Top of the Hill Restaurant. It's really cloudy in Apex and in Goldsboro right now. So we're going to see a mix of sun and clouds. Our temperature forecast for today is around 90 in the Triangle, 91 Fayetteville, upper 80s from Roxboro to South Hill. So it'll be a very typical summer day for us. Three areas that the National Hurricane Center is watching right now for future development. One of these here in the Gulf of Mexico, but it just has a 20% chance of developing, and it hasn't changed really in the last day or so. The two that are moving off the coast of Africa have a better chance. This one, a 60% chance in the next 7 days, 40% in the next 48 hours. And this one also 60% in the next 7 days and 30% in the next couple of days. We'll take a look at this one because we do have some model plots for that one. And you can see, fairly tightly packed at the beginning, and then everything just gets widely spaced as we get into next week. The trend generally seems to be curving that up into the Atlantic and away from Bermuda. But of course, we have a long time to watch that one. We take a look at our tropical formation climatology. In big words, just to say, hey, look, we're about to move into the peak of the hurricane season. We're on its doorstep now, and we tend to see most of our storms form between now and early October. 90 today, 93 tomorrow. Today, we're going to see a jump in our humidity. It's going to be pretty sticky, but it begins to drop for us on Friday and Saturday. And Saturday, with that high of 90, should feel pretty comfortable, especially in the shade. We get into Sunday and early next week, the temperatures and the humidity go back up with a small chance of a thunderstorm. Brian?
8:16 right now, Elizabeth. Still watching this crash at Tryon Road at Trailwood Drive, which is not too far from the Gorman Street interchange. Still seeing some very heavy delays on that westbound side of Tryon Road, leaving the Lake Wheeler Road interchange heading out toward Gorman. You'll notice once you get to Gorman Street, traffic's flowing freely, but that westbound trip is going to be pretty slow as they work to get that crash cleared. Reportedly, that is a crash with injuries. Taking a look at the Beltline, just checking in on conditions there. Still looking okay. We have some new information about that crash, though, that we've been hearing about. This is on the ramp from inbound Wade Avenue or eastbound Wade Avenue on to 440 eastbound. So right there at that interchange. And that's contributing to these heavy delays on the eastbound side of Wade Avenue. And those backups begin right around the I-40 interchange through Edwards Mill Road and Blue Ridge Road. So allow some extra time, a few extra minutes to make that trip out of the west side of Raleigh back toward toward the Beltline. Major approaches into Raleigh looking pretty good. 8-minute delay showing up right now coming out of Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard down to 540. And we're now tracking a 3-minute delay on eastbound I-40 from 885 back toward Wade Avenue. And at least some of that could be due to that crash and those backups there at inbound Wade at 440. Taking a look at Durham right now, of course, a lot of signals are not working because of power outages there. On the south side of Durham, though, we're just seeing normal traffic and a little bit of a backup on 885 northbound from I-40 all the way up toward the Ellis Road interchange.
State Republican lawmakers overrode 6 vetoes by Governor Roy Cooper, including 3 that affect the LGBTQ community. Those bills now have become state law. One would ban doctors from providing gender-affirming care to transgender minors, including hormones, even with parental consent. Another bill, the so-called Parents' Bill of Rights, bans teachers from discussing sexual orientation or gender identity until the 5th grade. It also requires schools to inform parents if a child asks to use different pronouns. Democratic Representative John Autry has a transgendered granddaughter and told lawmakers the bills hurt kids like her.
My head is spinning because we want parents' Bill of Rights, except unless they're seeking gender-affirming care for their children who are in grave need of that care.
Other bills overridden last night include a ban on transgender girls in girls and women's sports, a bill loosening rules on charter schools, and a law allowing tax dollars to be used to pay for charter school buildings.
A crisis situation. That is what Canadian officials are calling the hundreds of wildfires that are burning in the country's Northwest Territories. They've issued evacuation orders and declared a state of emergency. There is concern here in the U.S. as well, as officials say smoke could possibly move over Minneapolis by noon today. Currently, there are more than 230 active fires.
One of the most harrowing images coming out of the disaster in Hawaii is people jumping into the water to escape the flames. New this morning, we're hearing from a Lahaina boat captain who jumped into action. Chrissy Lovett is a longtime boat captain who has worked the Lahaina Harbor for more than 30 years. She heard a call over the radio about 50 to 100 people being in the water trying to escape the fire. She, her partner, and another friend rescued 2 young children who were later reunited with their parents. She says that fast-moving fire was like a flamethrower, and she had to act fast.
We were not able to find survivors any more than the kids. And if we miss people, I'm so sorry if I missed you. It's really hard to handle to know that people that I know got trapped by the fire and didn't make it. It's really, really traumatizing. And, I wish I could have done more.
A fire destroyed 3 of her boats. She says the pain of that night will take a long time to get over. Days later, she's still wondering what more she could have done to help that situation.
An investigation is underway in Texas after a 3-year-old girl brought a gun to her preschool. Her father is charged with child endangerment. Police say the girl apparently did not know a firearm was in her backpack when a teacher found it Tuesday morning. She's now in the custody of Child Protective Services. Police say more arrests and charges are possible.
More than a dozen people have filed a lawsuit over the trauma they endured after witnessing a gunman kill 10 people at a Tops grocery store in Buffalo, New York last year. The lawsuit named social media sites, including YouTube and Reddit, as well as the retailer that sold the shooter's gun and the company who made his body armor. It also names the shooter's parents. The lawsuit says the plaintiffs survived the attacks but struggle with long-lasting effects from the trauma. Some, including the manager at the Tops that day, have been unable to return to work.
Lots of questions. Why am I still here? That goes through my mind every day. And I don't know. But I know there must be some reason. So you just kind of move on with your days.
Peyton Gendron was convicted and sentenced to life in prison for the shooting in February.
Aldi is buying around 400 Winn-Dixie and Harvey's grocery stores in the Southeast. Those chains are owned by the same company. The stores are in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, and Mississippi. Some of them will be converted to Aldi locations, while others will continue operating as Winn-Dixie and Harvey's supermarket stores. The deal is expected to close in the first half of 2024. A teenager in Florida who decided to give python hunting a try bagged a monster on his first time out.
Go right now, go.
Yes!
Well done, Jackie.
Oh boy, he's brave. 18-year-old Jack Cronin went into the Everglades on Sunday night and spotted a 15-foot, 100-pound python. He says he didn't hesitate when he saw the chance.
I'm like, of course I want to jump on it. So I jumped on it, grabbed its head, and then the thing started going nuts, and it was turned into a wrestling match.
He wasn't just doing this for fun. He was taking part in the Florida Python Challenge. The contest is part of a conservation effort to rid the Everglades of the invasive species. Cronin missed the deadline for the contest, though, so he did not win a prize. Hey, still good in my book. Some people are built different, because I would never do that.
Yeah, you better come with some backup with that big guy.
Exactly. All right, well, the people responsible for indicting former President Trump are being attacked online. Coming up, how the personal information leaked online could be dangerous for the Georgia grand jury.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Thursday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Starting off pretty nice this morning. It is feeling a little sticky out there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by with a beautiful look over Apex this morning, Elizabeth.
Yeah, we're taking a live look here. It's feeling fairly comfortable. It's a little on the warm and sticky side. We do have a lot of cloud cover showing up here in Apex, and we will see a mix of sun and clouds today, especially as we get through the afternoon. It'll be fairly cloudy, and there'll be a few isolated showers and storms that pop up, especially in our eastern counties. At 75 in Tarboro and Irwin, 74 in South Hill, and 77 already in Rocky Mount. If you're out to walk the dog here shortly, again, it's it feels like August. Temperatures are warm and it's muggy today. We'll see a high of 90, and evening walks will feature temperatures in the mid-80s and a few isolated thunderstorms. Brian?
8:27 right now. We are watching delays in South Raleigh, where we have a crash reported on Tryon Road right around the Trailwood Drive intersection. This has been out there for quite a while now, a crash with injuries. Heavy delays from the Lake Wheeler Road area out toward Trailwood. Once you get through that intersection, though, and head out to the Gorman Street area, traffic's flowing freely on into Cary. We've also been watching a crash on the northern side of Lee County, still in the clearing stages, apparently, on US 1 northbound near Deep River Road. This is a picture from a viewer of the scene out there. Not getting any reports of any serious injuries with this, but you will run into some delays right around that Deep River Road interchange on US 1.
All right. Thank you, Brian. A woman is in the hospital with serious injuries after an overnight shooting on Neely Street in Raleigh. Police say they later found a car connected to the shooting near New Bern Avenue and Raleigh Boulevard. This is an ongoing investigation. Coming up next on Fox 50, the new mental health resources available for students arriving at NC State. And up next on Today, 5 must reads for the last few weeks of summer.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Checking dual Doppler 5000 radar. Currently quiet, but as we get closer to lunchtime, we'll see a few isolated showers and some scattered thunderstorms. I'll show you where to expect them.
Durham is still dealing with storm damage, and schools here are closed for the second day in a row. I'll have the latest number of people still without power.
Thousands of students will move on to NC State's campus this week. Straight ahead, the new mental health resources available for students. They will join a whole host of Triangle universities and colleges where kids will be showing up on campus this week, starting class next week. I'm Jeff Hogan. It's 8:30 right now. Glad to have you with us.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, starting off a little cloudy this morning. Still a little sticky out there. Not seeing any rain in our area. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by to tell us if we can expect any rain later today.
Around lunchtime, we'll likely see a few isolated showers popping up across the viewing area, and they could be anywhere. A few of those could produce a brief heavy rain, but I wouldn't expect anything severe. They'll be more
there'll be more of them in our eastern counties today as we still have that lingering boundary in eastern North Carolina. And we saw a lot of showers and thunderstorms along the coast overnight last night and this morning, but everything's nice and quiet now. We'll pause it here at noon. And again, you can see one or two little showers pop up. More likely to see some of those along the I-95 corridor, but generally our coverage today will be fairly minimal. Now, there may be one or two, like you can see a few of those from Rocky Mount up toward Roanoke Rapids, where you see the red colors. A few of those are going to produce some heavy rain possibly, but those should be fairly few and far between. And again, I wouldn't expect anything that would produce any damaging wind. Good bit of cloud cover out there right now. There's sunshine peeking through in a few spots, but this is a look, of course, at downtown Raleigh from the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. It is 77 with a dew point of 73, so it is warm and sticky out there, looking at mid to upper 70s across the viewing area, except Roxborough still in the upper 60s. Hour by hour, we climb into the mid 80s at lunchtime, and we'll see a high of 90 this afternoon, along with those isolated showers and storms this afternoon. It's going to feel pretty sticky for today, but we start to see our humidity drop a little bit for tomorrow. I'll show you if it moves through the weekend as well, coming up.
We continue to follow that breaking news out of Cumberland County. Several sheriff's deputies are on the scene of a home invasion in Wade, and that is where we find WRL's Kelsey Coffey this morning. Kelsey, they say a neighbor shot someone who broke into that home.
Yes, Jeff, that man shot his neighbor, Ahmad Khalif Smith, outside of this home here in Cumberland County. We'll get you straight to video now of the scene earlier while police were still investigating here. Deputies got a call around 4:15 this morning about breaking and entering. When they arrived, 15 minutes later, they found Smith with a gunshot wound on his leg. Investigators say a neighbor got to this house before deputies arrived and shot Smith as he was leaving. Now, there's no word yet on what's happened to the homeowner, but Smith was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And then there was a second offender, a juvenile who was at the house that tried to run away as investigators came to the scene, but they're now in custody. We'll keep you updated as we learn more. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Cumberland County.
Thousands in Durham are still without power right now after storms hit that area Tuesday afternoon. And right now, more than 10,000 homes and businesses remain without power. Duke Energy says it hopes to have all power restored by 6 o'clock tonight. Durham public schools that are on the year-round calendar are closed again today because of the outages. WRL's Monica Casey tells us this has been a long couple of days for people without power, especially with how hot it's been this week.
We've been speaking with residents who have been walking around this area today, and they say this is much better than what it looked like yesterday, but it's still quite a scene. Power lines all over the ground, taken out by that large tree, and stoplights shattered here on the side of the road. All of the damage on a street like this, of course, means no power in this area. I spoke with Jeff Brooks about how Duke Energy's self-healing technology is helping. He tells me the tech can detect power outages and reroute power. It's primarily used on main power lines. It can also help reduce the number of customers who are impacted, but in this case, it isn't repairing the damage itself.
What we're seeing here, though, is much more in the neighborhoods, in the side streets, so smaller outages that affect 40, 50, maybe 100 customers, and when we restore those, they would not have the same technology on them because they're in your neighborhoods on the side streets.
Brooks says an outage that only affects 20 customers might take 5 to 6 hours to repair, so it's going to be slow going in some spots here. This is a drastic case of the damage without a traffic light, but a lot of traffic lights are simply out in Durham. You need to remember to treat those intersections as four-way stops if you drive up to one. Monica Casey, WRL News in Durham.
More breaking news we are following this morning. A woman is in the hospital with serious injuries after an early morning shooting in Raleigh. This happened in a neighborhood on Neely Street. Police say this car that you see on your screen was found near the New Bern Avenue and Raleigh Boulevard intersection there. Police tell us the car is connected to the shooting. We're just not sure how. We take you to the video now of the scene on Neely Street, where we only know that one woman was shot there. No word yet from police on whether there are other victims. This is still an ongoing investigation. We'll keep you updated as we learn more information.
Happening today, thousands of new students will be arriving at NC State as move-in for the fall semester gets started. The school is making new mental health resources available to students after 7 suicides in the last school year. The school now has 50 counselors with at least one in each of its 11 different colleges. It's also offering telehealth, a peer support platform, and additional case managers to connect students with resources and services they need.
The folks that come to the counseling center aren't, they're coming to get help. And the help works, and it works amazingly well.
Classes for the fall semester get started on Monday.
This morning, questions in Maui about the lack of emergency sirens as fires rip through the town of Lahaina. County officials say 111 people are confirmed dead. Many more remain missing right now. We know now that Hawaii's Emergency Management Agency tested the island's sirens on August 1st, less than a week before the fire started. Someone who lives in the area says more people may have been saved if the sirens were used to alert them. Emergency officials, though, stand by their decision not to sound them.
The sirens, as I mentioned earlier, is used primarily for tsunamis. Had we sounded the siren that night, we're afraid that people would have gone mauka. And if that was the case, then they would have gone into the fire.
And that word he used there, mauka, means inland, toward the mountains. Officials did use mobile phone alerts to try to reach people about that fire danger.
Former President Donald Trump's trial in Georgia could begin just one day before the crucial Super Tuesday primary contest ahead of the 2024 presidential election. Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis is requesting a March 4th start date for the trial. That would put Trump in a courtroom as Republican voters in 15 states, including here in North Carolina, go to the polls on March 5th. Willis has given Trump and his 18 co-defendants until noon on August 25th to turn themselves in for booking at the Fulton County Jail. Trump faces 13 counts in the indictment over alleged interference with the 2020 presidential election in Georgia. And this morning, we'll learn more about the effect tourism is having on Wake County's economy. Visit Raleigh plans to release new data this morning during its annual meeting. The organization will also give an update on its Destination 2028 strategic plan, which is now at the halfway point of a 10-year effort to increase tourism in the county. That includes through conventions and sporting events. Earlier this year, Visit Raleigh reported the NHL Stadium Series weekend at Carter-Finley Stadium brought in $20 million in economic impact.
Hotel guests in Myrtle Beach say they had no warning after their hotel caught on fire. Coming up, why it was other guests and not hotel staff out there spreading the word to get out.
Also still ahead, as former President Donald Trump faces his fourth indictment, the private information of grand jurors is shared online.
And you're looking live right now in Durham, the DBAP. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has our end of the week forecast, what we can look forward to into the weekend just ahead. .42 is the time right now, and good morning to Lewisburg right now. You see some of the clouds there. Certainly that is something we're going to see around the triangle today, and they may produce a little bit of rain throughout our day as well in some spots. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with this pesky front that is sticking around by the coast.
Yeah, early this morning, we had a little shower there in Lewisburg and Franklinton, but that has ended. We do still have this lingering boundary. You can see the brown hatched area. That's what's left over of that powerful front that came through on Tuesday night and caused so much damage, especially for Durham County. We're seeing most of the impacts of this along the coast. And overnight last night, we had a lot of rain and thunderstorms, and those are starting to slide eastward and off the coast. Things have really started to quiet down. As a matter of fact, we'll jump out here and take a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. There's no rain in our viewing area, and even the rain there along the coast is starting to slide eastward and settle down a little bit. With some daytime heating that adds some energy into the atmosphere, we are likely to have a few isolated showers and thunderstorms that pop up again, mainly along and east of the I-95 corridor. Here's lunchtime. Maybe one or two little showers pop up. Now, we can't rule this out in the Triangle area as well. So from Southern Pines to Fayetteville, to Raleigh to Durham and towards South Hill. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, there could be a few isolated showers, and a few of these could produce some heavier rain, but that's more likely along the I-95 corridor. Here's 5 p.m. and you can see from Rocky Mount up toward Roanoke Rapids, those red shaded areas, and more of that popping up between say 5 and 7. That's where the rain could be heavier, but it's not likely to be anything severe. Our winds are likely to be gusty, but not severe level. We take a look at our what's happening outside right now in downtown Raleigh. You can see lots of cloud cover. It is warm and muggy. 77 is the temperature. Our dew point is 73. We'll climb to 90 in Raleigh, 89 in Durham, and 91 in Fayetteville. The Bulls have a homestand all the way through the weekend, and the weather looks pretty good for that. I know I've got 30% chance showing up here, but that's really going to be mainly for our eastern counties. Around the DBAP this evening, there could be an isolated shower that pops up. Thunderstorms are unlikely. It should be a pretty decent evening for baseball. A little on the muggy side, but game time temperatures will be in the mid-80s, dropping to around 80 by the end of the game. Our muggy meter is way up here at 72 in the tropical zone today, but look how much it drops tomorrow. We're right down into tolerable and almost to comfy on Saturday. Now, it's going to be hot on Friday and Saturday, but when you drop that dew point that much, it does make it feel more comfortable. We take a look at our temperatures. Lots of folks seeing below normal temperatures just to our west on the other side of the mountains. We're going to hold it fairly near normal the next few days, and then we start to see some heat building by next week. It'd be nice if we were done with this, but watch that. The orange colors show up by Monday and Tuesday. Our first football Friday of the season is tomorrow night. We'll have a nice low dew point, nice low humidity. Temperatures in the mid-80s at game time, dropping into the upper 70s by the end of the game. Whoop, I didn't mean to go past that. Looking at 90 today, 93 Friday. Our temperatures hop back into the mid-90s early next week with a small chance of a thunderstorm.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. New developments this morning and a scary situation at a Myrtle Beach resort. This video here was shared with WREL by a Johnston County man who was staying at the captain's quarters when fire broke out, forcing people to run for safety. New this morning, he says the hotel is giving him and the other guests full refunds after they took up the issue with the resort's management. Tim Boswell told us that he was frustrated by the struggle to get any information from the resort. He says he found out from other guests, not the hotel staff, that there was a fire.
We found out about 5:30-ish, a little bit before that, that the building was actually on fire. Didn't hear any alarms really going off. If it was very quiet. It wasn't what it needed to be.
Glad they're okay. It took firefighters 5 hours to put out those flames.
There's more relief on the way for Hawaii, this time from overseas. South Korea is donating $2 million in humanitarian aid to the fire victims there. Wednesday, Korean officials presented Hawaii Lieutenant Governor Sylvia Luke, who was born in Seoul. She got that donation there, and the gift is to support fire relief, recovery, and other humanitarian relief expenses.
The grand jury that indicted former President Donald Trump and 18 others on racketeering charges in Georgia have had their public information released online. The information, including names and addresses, were posted on a fringe website by a group of Trump supporters. Previously, the jurors' names had been made public in court documents, but not their personal addresses. The grand jurors have come under attack in the last days since Trump's indictment, which is the fourth criminal indictment brought against the former president. If you like the thought of half-price pizza or free kids meals, you'll want to listen to these restaurant offers that WREL Smart Shopper Faye Prosser has to share with us today. Faye, good morning.
Good morning, Michelle. There are some great deals to be had. For instance, Domino's offering 50% off all menu price pizzas for online orders through August the 20th. And Outback Steakhouse will give you a free kids Joey meal with the purchase of an adult entree every Monday through September 4th. It's valid in restaurant, on the app, or online with the code SMILE at checkout. And finally, Blaze Pizza will also give you a free kids cheese pizza with the purchase of a full price pizza every Tuesday in August. It's valid in restaurant, on the app, or online with the code Blaze Kid at checkout. These offers are valid at participating locations. You can see all the details over on the Smart Shopper column.
I'm a New Yorker, so you have my attention with the pizza there. I love that. And you also have some impressive grocery deals to tell us about, including good buys on school lunch items. A lot of kids going back to school now.
Yeah, it's that time of year again. So here are some deals for dinners and breakfast first. Sweet corn, 25 cents each over at Harris Teeter this week. Chicken drumsticks, only 99 cents a pound at Aldi and Food Lion. Food Lion pasta, 12 to 16 ounce, only 89 cents at Food Lion. And frozen waffles for those breakfasts where you're running to get the kids to school, only 2 for $3 at Lidl. And some lunchbox deals, including green grapes, 99 cents a pound at Aldi. Happy Farms string cheese, 12 ounce, only 2.59 at Aldi. Millville chewy dipped granola bars in a 6-count box, 1.49 at Aldi. And Kellogg's cereal bars, buy one, get one free for up to $1.45 each box over at Publix. And as always, you can see all the great deals for the different grocery stores over on the Smart Shopper page.
Some really good deals. Thank you, Faye. And for more smart shopping tips from Faye, you can go to WREL.com, look for that consumer tab, and search Smart Shopper.
A federal appeals court is upholding parts of a decision limiting access to a widely used abortion pill. A Texas judge suspended the Food and Drug Administration's approval of the drug, and then a 3-judge panel on the conservative Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals said the FDA failed to adequately consider safety concerns when it loosened access to mifepristone in 2016. The Justice Department is expected to appeal that part of the decision.
Construction is at a standstill on a project meant to make a narrow, hilly stretch of Atlantic Avenue safer through downtown Raleigh. The city is firing the contractor on the nearly $10 million project to widen Atlantic from just north of the Beltline to New Hope Church Road. It's been a construction zone for a year and a half now. The city says J. Smith Civil stopped most of its work on the road in January, and now the city has to find a new construction company to finish the job. Families who live along the construction zone say they are waiting for a resolution.
Obviously, things have not happened in quite a while. I understand there might be some issues right now, and I'm very concerned with that.
The DOT says J. Smith Civil has also stopped work on U.S. 117 in Goldsboro and Rayford Road in Fayetteville.
Police are working to make an arrest after a shooting on Capitol Boulevard in Raleigh. It happened around 7:30 last night. The man who was shot was taken to the hospital and is expected to survive. Police say there is no threat to the community any further.
A teen is speaking out this morning after being robbed at gunpoint at a Raleigh subway. The WREL breaking news tracker was there while police were on scene. You can see yellow tape blocking off the front entrance on Falls of News Road. Investigators say it happened just before 8:30 last night. The teen spoke to WREL moments after the robbery happened. They're thankful to be alive.
I was like, oh my God. My mind went blank and I could not even think. So I just opened the register and I gave him what he asked for. I gave him all the 20s and then he just walked out. And I said, please don't do this. I'm too young. I can't die yet.
So scary. Police say the teen was not hurt. We're told no one is in custody at this time. The robbery is under investigation.
Can you imagine that? Wow.
No.
If you are looking for a new job, Fort Liberty has you covered with a hiring event today. Over 60 employers will have opportunities for veterans, military spouses, and members of the National Guard and Reserve. It's being held today from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Iron Mike Conference Center. Recruit Military is hosting the event, and their last two events finished up with more than 500 job offers. You can register at the link on your screen. Doctors in New York say they are close to a groundbreaking medical advancement. A kidney transplanted from a pig into a human has functioned well for more than a month now. The experimental transplant was given to a patient who was declared brain dead with the consent of his family. This is the fifth time a transplant like this has been performed. Previous attempts only lasted a few days. The patient's sister says she hopes this will encourage other families who may be faced with a tough decision to help medical research.
The only way they can do it is if at the most critical time and the most sorrowful time in somebody's life, somebody is able to make this decision and say, yes, my loved one can be a part of this.
Doctors will continue to keep an eye on this kidney for another month to make sure the patient's body doesn't reject it. They're hopeful the FDA will allow clinical trials of this procedure soon.
What a breakthrough that would be. Wow. All right, before we head to break, here are the winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic next.